This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and as usual, I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, don't forget that if you have any questions about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. Or, of course, you can check out our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Make sure you check out all the resources we have out there. We've got, of course, some previous radio and TV show episodes that you can check out. We also have all sorts of information about our process if you're considering scheduling a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. We also got information on the reports that we'll run for you and all sorts of additional information out there. So be sure to check out the website. Again, retirewithbushka.com. Now, of course, we're in the heart of summertime, and for those in four-season climates, which is, I think, pretty much all of our listeners right now, this is the time of year when, of course, snow shovels and heavy coats are distant, if temporary, memory, and the days are a little longer, and, of course, the grill is always beckoning, and the neighborhood kids' faces are perpetually stained with their favorite popsicle color. So today, during our show, we're going to examine some of the common benchmarks that maybe indicators that, yes, you're ready to retire. But before we move into to today's topic, I should say, let's make sure to say hello to everyone with us today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Cole, and thanks for having me on the show. Sue and Cole, I'm excited because every week I look forward to hanging out with you guys and recording the show, talking to our listeners out there. But yeah, I'm doing great. This is a good time of the year where it usually starts to cool down maybe a little bit at night. But we're still in summer. It's flown by, but we're still here. I'm doing good, spending a lot of time with my family, getting outside when it's not raining or hailing, right?
Right.
So how about you, Sue? How have you been?
I'm good. Just keeping busy, and summer's going so quickly, and just trying to take in the last few weeks of some nice warm weather. Hopefully it's going to be pretty warm next week, I guess, again. So,
yep.
But I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. And Cole, I don't even have to ask about you. We were talking before the show about how many meetings every day this week you have. And I know you love meeting with people, but wow, you're busy, aren't you?
It is a busy time period. You know, sometimes we slow down in summer, but right now we're kind of all hands on deck and moving forward, which is great. It keeps us busy and, of course, gives us the opportunity to spend time with all sorts of different clients and new prospective clients and all sorts of things. So all good things from my perspective, Tony.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, you know, I'm happiest when I'm in a radio studio sharing financial insights with you guys and our fantastic audience out there. So I'm looking forward to this one. Sue, let's jump right into it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, first of all, let's start out with the Investopedia article that was entitled Six Signs That You're Really Ready to Retire, and it presents some details that I think our listeners will really find valuable. Now, something that really jumped out at me from this article is a reference to a 2020 Transamerica survey of American workers that cited outliving their cash and investments as the most common reason for significant retirement fear. Now, more specifically, 40% of survey takers listed outliving their resources as their number one worry. Now, there was a study from 2020, and it's still very applicable to where we're at today. But if you then add the lingering effects of COVID-19 shutdowns, market volatility, and inflation to the mix, it's reasonable to presume that here in the summer of 2023, even more people are nervous about having the savings and assets that they need to preserve their ideal retirement.
Right, and a good point, Sue. I think to some degree of retirement anxiety is always reasonable, or we expect that because of everything going on. But from my own perspective, it's all the financial news, things you read about on the internet, hear about on TV or the news. You know, they have these headlines that scream about high inflation or recessions or economic slowdowns, rising healthcare costs. It's hard to see all those headlines and not be at least a little bit anxious about the future, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. We hear those concerns on a daily basis, you know, because we're not the only ones seeing those headlines. Our clients are seeing those headlines, too. And so it's certainly something that we talk about pretty often. Now, next, let's consider the six signs that you're ready to head into retirement, the first of which is that you've reached your full retirement age. Now, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full Social Security retirement age is 66. But if you were born after 1959, you have to wait until you're 67 to reach that full retirement age. Now, between those dates, your full retirement age will be, of course, 66 and some months. Now, also, bear in mind that while you can begin receiving Social Security as soon as age 62, if you do so, you could possibly be missing out on a significant amount of money because your monthly payment is going to be markedly higher if you wait until you reach your full retirement age. So how big is that difference? Now, if you start receiving your Social Security benefit at 62, your monthly payment would be permanently reduced by around 25%.
Wow. I mean, to some, a permanent 25% reduction might not sound like a lot of money, but obviously charted over the full course of your retirement, it could last two or three decades. You're talking about some real money then.
That's right. And while we just discussed that you may begin receiving Social Security before your full retirement age, the fact is that you can also work beyond your full retirement age and then receive bigger future monthly benefits for your efforts. Now, Social Security permits you to delay filing until you're 70, and by waiting until that monumentous birthday, you'll receive as much as 132% of the monthly benefit you would have received at full retirement age. Now, if you enjoy your work and your colleagues... Never mind. Now, if you enjoy your work and your colleagues are still in good health...
No.
What?
You enjoy your work and your colleagues and you're still in
okay.
good health.
Now, if you enjoy your work and your colleagues and are in still good health, there's clear financial benefit to delaying Social Security until 70. Now, let me get in an important note here. If you decide to begin receiving Social Security before your full retirement age, it will also reduce the survivor benefits your spouse may be entitled to after your death. Now, as you imagine, that means if your spouse outlives you by several years, their financial life may be more difficult.
Wow. Well, Sue, thanks for sharing all that. I think there's a lot more to consider about filing for Social Security when you should take it than people may realize. I mean, the spousal benefits alone and the difference in when you file. I don't think I'm saying anything surprising by noting that obviously Social Security is a huge part of retirement for millions of Americans, and that's why for questions or concerns about that program, it's going to benefit you to work with a financial services professional, advisors like yourself, Sue and Cole, if you're not already. Correct, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to have a financial services professional in today's day and age because you've got somebody that's focusing on how things are changing and how that might affect you. And if you don't do it full time, you might be missing certain things. Now, if your hard work and financial discipline have left you debt-free, that may be yet another indicator that you're ready to call it a career. Now, if you no longer have a mortgage on the house and you don't have any high-interest credit card debt nipping at your heels, you've put yourself on solid financial ground. Conversely, if you have outstanding balances on a home or vehicle, or have a lot of credit card debt, you may want to consider moving your retirement date ahead a bit into the future to give yourself a longer runway to get out from underneath that debt. Now, for many folks, retirement means living on a fixed income. So a large mortgage or thousands of dollars in credit card debt could make your retirement far less rewarding. Lastly, debt does make it more difficult to use cash for emergency spending, thereby further increasing your debt load.
All right. You know, we should take a quick break here. Is there anything else you want to add before we head to break, Cole?
Sure. I just want to mention, of course, for all of our listeners out there that, of course, they don't have to approach this alone. We talk over and over again about having a financial professional that you work closely with that you can trust. And of course, that's what our team of advisors is here to help our clients with. So if you're considering scheduling a no cost, no obligation consultation with one of our highly skilled advisors, you can do so by calling right now at 715-355-4445, or you can schedule online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule in our Wausau or Eau Claire office or virtually if that works better for you.
Thanks, Cole. And we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka. Now, Sue, during our first segment, you were explaining that reaching your full retirement age and not being in debt are a couple of benchmarks that may tell you you're officially ready to retire. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, that Investopedia article I'd mentioned in the first segment also explains that no longer supporting your parents or your children is another helpful sign that you may be ready for retirement. I mean, after all, if your kids have reached adulthood and are out in the world earning income of their own, it will likely make your financial path during retirement a little bit smoother. But if you're still offering financial support to your kids or parents, even if it's a modest amount of money on an irregular basis, you may need to postpone your retirement until you're confident that you'll no longer have to provide them financial support. Now, as the article explains, supporting either your kids or parents is getting costlier all the time because of the rising costs of college, housing, health care. Now, if you're taking care of a family member, it may be more challenging to downsize and trim your expenses in a way that many financial strategies for retirement necessitate. Now, carefully assess your financial obligations to family members and be honest about who may need your financial help in the coming years.
Yeah, right now, you know, my wife and I are part of that sandwich generation where we have aging parents we're trying to help take care of, and our young adult children, our youngest just headed off to college, and that's a huge expense. And I think it's important to note that financial obligations that go just beyond yourself and your spouse, like your kids or parents, are also something you're going to want to be transparent about with your financial professional and work with a financial advisor so they can offer up their best ideas and possible solutions for you. And the only way they can do that is if they have a complete picture of your entire financial situation. Right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. That's a really good point. You have to be honest with not only yourself, but also your financial professional so they can really provide you the best guidance possible. Now, another good sign that your retirement has finally arrived is crafting a complete and thorough budget. On one hand, designing a retirement budget may sound very simple, but I can tell you from our experience that too many people try to head into retirement without a true understanding of how much money they're going to need each month to handle their bills and be able to go out and enjoy themselves. Now, a budget should be built around the monthly expenses that you know will exist month to month, things like housing, groceries, utilities, and gas, of course. And after that, you can add in some of your wants, which often include items like travel, entertainment, shopping, and dining out. And once those monthly needs and wants have been calculated, you can then determine how much income that you'll need to cover everything.
Right. For me, working on a budget can feel like a homework assignment sometimes.
Right.
I mean, just like everyone else, oh, I don't want to do that. You put it off. You think it's going to be horrible. But I'll tell you what, once it's done, once my wife and I sit down once a month to really get a good picture or feel of where we're at, or every couple of weeks, you feel a genuine sense of relief. It's like a burden has been lifted. We're in better moods because at least you understand where you're at. And knowing where you're at financially is so important, and understanding what you may need to do to secure the kind of future you want, right?
That's right, Tony. And let's look at some more essential parts of budgeting. The article explains that many financial services professionals seek to help their clients replace 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income. Now, for many folks, that 70 to 80% figure will come from a combination of Social Security, pensions, traditional 401ks and IRAs, Roth 401ks and IRAs, investments and annuities. Now, the article then adds that another common retirement budget rule is that if you retire in your mid-60s, your budget should be no greater than 4% of your investments, plus your Social Security and pension payments. Now, ensuring enough monthly retirement income to not only pay your bills, but to pursue things that you enjoy is, in my opinion, one of the best reasons to work with a financial services professional.
Right. I mean, retirement's just too important to try to figure it out all on your own. There's no reason to do that.
Oh, absolutely. There's plenty of people out there to help. And of course, you want to make sure that you take your time and really look at the differences between those financial professionals. Of course, make sure you're working with a fiduciary, as we always preach about. But of course, there's plenty of people here at our offices that can help with providing some guidance in these areas. Now, an up-to-date portfolio is another indicator that you may be in a good position to begin retirement. Consider how long it's been since you sat down with a financial services professional to thoroughly review your portfolio. The article cites three factors that may help you determine if you're able to live off of your savings when you retire. The first is, what's the size of your savings or investment portfolio? And then second, what's the expected growth rate of your portfolio in the coming years? And third, what kind of withdrawals will you need to maintain your ideal lifestyle? Also, don't forget that market volatility and inflation can absolutely negatively affect your portfolio. We don't get overly detailed about investing during our show because we don't have enough time to thoroughly discuss the rules and nuances that come with it. But I will say, if investing is part of your financial strategy, in my opinion, it's essential to work with a financial services professional.
Definitely. I mean, I wouldn't want to have money in the market without utilizing a financial advisor.
That's right. And if you and your spouse share similar retirement goals, it may be yet another indicator that you're ready to enter the next stage of your lives. Now, retiring as a team requires frank conversations, careful planning, and plenty of compromise. Now, do you both agree that your financial picture is solid? And do you both feel prepared to manage the social and emotional changes that come with retirement? Now, if one spouse retires while the other one is still working, the retiring spouse needs to be prepared for a retirement that will initially be a solo adventure. Hobbies and a solid social circle also may be very essential.
And we've had a great conversation today about knowing when it's time to finally retire. And we need to keep going here. So, Sue, what's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, let's continue the theme of the day by next analyzing the potential pros and cons that come with retiring at certain common benchmark ages. A second Investopedia article entitled When to Retire, the Pros and Cons of Different Ages, has some really good insights and I think may be beneficial. Well, the first thing it addresses is early retirement, which is generally considered anything before you're 65. remember that in most cases, you don't qualify for Social Security until you're 62. And even then, you'll receive less than what you would if you waited till you reached your full retirement age. Now, long story short, that means early retirement likely isn't possible unless you have the income to handle both your expenses and non-necessities like travel and hobbies.
Right, and early retirement may have real implications for health insurance and those costs, right?
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to health insurance, it all depends on your income, and a person in their 60s applying for health insurance that complies with the Affordable Care Act could pay anywhere around, you know, $500 to $1,000 per month, compared to the $164.90 they'd pay for this year's Medicare Part B premium. And don't forget, you'll also need to factor in costs for your prescriptions. Now, of course, this isn't always the case. Some people can get much lower cost health insurance, and that's why, of course, we've got a health insurance consultant that works on our team that can help guide them. And I know that these Social Security and health insurance numbers can sound a little scary, but we're not sharing them to try and convince you to avoid early retirement if that's one of your goals. Instead, we're sharing this information to make it clear that early retirement means you need to have a combination of savings and assets that will help you close those gaps that waiting until a more traditional retirement age doesn't have. And of course, the most important part is you've got to have professionals surrounding you that can help guide you in these areas and make sure that you have a complete plan.
Yeah, and healthcare is a biggie. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people don't take that into account with their retirement planning, and it is one of the biggest expenses you have in retirement. And if you retire early before you turn 65, like you mentioned, those costs can be considerable. You know, you need to work with a professional who can help you find a good plan in that case. And you have people right there that can help people with their healthcare needs and planning for that, right?
That's right, and the next article explains that a common retirement age is anything between 66 and 70. Now, for many, retiring at this age simply means they've reached their savings and asset goals and will also receive their entire monthly Social Security benefit, which during the course of a potentially long retirement may considerably improve their quality of life. Now, waiting to retire until you're in that traditional age category may also mean that you'll have additional time to contribute to your tax advantage retirement accounts, which again are things like your 401k and IRAs. Now, furthermore, waiting to retire until you're 65 also means you're eligible for Medicare, which, as we noted a few moments ago, is more affordable than the price of private individual insurance plans for many older folks.
Sure, and I have family and friends who waited to retire until they turned 65 just because of Medicare and healthcare expenses. And to your earlier point, when you compare Medicare to private insurance prices, it's easy to understand why some people need to make that decision. But Cole, I like how you pointed out that there are some affordable options out there, but you need to work with somebody who's looking at the big picture, right?
Oh, exactly. You've got to have those professionals to help guide you in those areas that you might not be an expert. Now, lastly, late retirement is the category for those who retire at age 70 or later. Now, for those who enjoy what they're doing now and are in good health, retiring at 70 or even later may be a reasonable option. But for those who have grown weary of long commutes and the daily office grind, waiting until 70 it likely isn't an appealing option. Now, as the article describes, there are potentially some financial advantages that come with late retirement, some of which we touched on earlier in the show. For example, your Social Security benefit may reach its ceiling, which is 132% of your full retirement age amount if you were born between 1943 and 1954, and 124% of your retirement benefit at full retirement age if you were born in 1960 or later.
And Sue, there are likely other financial benefits that come with staying on the job into your 70s. What do you have for us next?
I agree, Tony. The most obvious benefit is that time itself may be your best ally. Now, if in addition to working into your 70s, you're collaborating with a financial services professional, you may be able to build the kind of savings and assets that allow you to truly achieve your retirement ambitions. Now, whether it's reducing or eliminating your debt, beefing up your cash savings, or growing your tax-deferred retirement accounts, or enhancing your portfolio, the longer you delay retirement, the more likely it is going to be that you'll be able to squeeze every last ounce of potential value out of each of those. Now, yet, even if your goal is to work until you're in your 70s, you'll need to be prepared for the possibility it may not be up to you. A Northwest Mutual study cited in the article notes that many folks don't get to choose when they retire. For example, the study determined that the economic repercussions of COVID-19 changed many retirement plans. In fact, just under a quarter of the people Northwest Mutual surveyed explained they would be retiring later than they originally planned because, at least in part, of the pandemic. Now, if you want to work until you're 70, or how would you feel if... Now, if you want to work until you're 70, how would you feel if economic circumstances suddenly meant you had to work until you were 75? Or what if your health forced you to retire at 65 rather than 70? I mean, it's not a bad idea to have a target retirement date, but you should also have a contingency plan.
Yeah, we all need a contingency plan, that's for sure. Great points, one and all, Sue. Now, this has been a great show, but we're out of time. Cole, do you have anything else for us before we wrap it up today?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that when it comes to planning for retirement, they don't have to do it alone, and our team of professionals is here to help make that process a little easier. So give us a call and schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation anytime at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.